This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is not clear yet who will win this election here in Michigan, but I just want to take this opportunity to thank the people of Michigan who kind of repudiated the polls that had us 20, 25 points down a few days ago.
Yeah, so Bernie, guess what? Knock, knock, you won. You left Michigan, and you won Michigan. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, a slice of delegates on the Democratic side, goes the way of feeling the burn while Donald Trump burned up Michigan and Mississippi, but Ted Cruz took Idaho. So lots of questions as to who's going where and what's going to happen. It's all about getting the delegates. I say it over and over again. Simple mathematics. It's about numbers, baby, and all politicians know it. Their nervous aides run around constantly watching the results as they trickle in from precinct to precinct to try to figure out where it's going to all end up. And sometimes there are some surprises along the way. There's no question the Bernie Sanders deal was a surprise. Donald Trump wins Michigan. John Kasich really burned up the shoe leather in Michigan, but did not win there. It was all about Donald Trump. So his message resonated. There was a record turnout, certainly in Michigan, and the two biggest states voting on Tuesday extend his control of the nomination despite all these attacks, especially in the last couple of days. He's getting pounded as everybody else is trying to obstruct him on the Republican side. So Republican primary voting helps solidify Trump's status as the front runner. He is, clearly. But on the Democratic side, this exposes Clinton as weaker. She's trying to get that nomination, but she is getting kneecapped, especially with the Michigan deal. Trump won the Michigan primary, by the way, with 37% of the vote. In the early returns, you could clearly say, oh, he's starting to kick, it's starting to move, it's starting to go, all that sort of stuff. And as I said, Cruz won the primary in Idaho. Trump came in second, Rubio was third, and Kasich was fourth. So it's interesting to watch the front runners maneuver and then duck and run for cover, if in the case of Hillary Clinton, because she's got to snap up everything she can. So Trump still leads the delegate chase, no question about that. And Clinton still has the lead too, but the superdelegates can be particularly, I think, will be particularly interesting for the Dems as we keep an eye on all of this. I'm sure many of you want to react, so let's fling open those lines. 855-266-5283. Here's those digits again. 855-266-5283. Throughout the hour, we're going to talk about the politics of the day, hit the mailbag, because I know there's interest that I got a ton of email about what happened in these primaries or what I thought was going to happen. And in between, we'll mix in some other news, a few other little morsels to throw your way, including a conversation about something really serious when you have kids, little babies, ingesting marijuana or pills because they can get to pill bottles and things aren't sealed up correctly. So we met an entrepreneur that came up with a really kind of interesting, not kind of, but an interesting product that helped stop that, since he had the situation happen with his daughter getting into some pills, which the childproof lock thing didn't work. It's interesting from another point of view, because I can't even open those things. So maybe it's a child that can open them. I don't know, but it is scary. And we've seen recently there's been kind of a spate of that. So right at the top, let's go to go take a couple. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. And teaspoon of soda in your glass of cold water and followed by another glass of cold water will end your hiccups.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. I couldn't breathe, but I think I knocked him out. I did the choke myself, like I almost waterboarded myself with water, and yeah, that knocked him out.
And that song that you played was not a violin. That was played on a steel saw.
No, there's actually, it's called something else. Maybe it is a steel saw. There's Nathan said it was something else. I can't remember.
It's a theremin, guys.
Theremin.
That is right. That's right. He's right.
Theremin.
Okay. Now, I think Mr. London is right about Hillary being brought down by the FBI investigation. But I think he's wrong in his analogy and your analogy of what's going to happen with Trump. Here's the way I see it. Trump's going to take Florida, Rubio's toast. Kasich is hanging around trying to get the vice presidency because nobody gets the presidency unless they take Ohio. But this year, that's not going to come true because Michigan is already played. Wisconsin's going to be in play. New York's going to be in play. New Jersey's going to be in play. And this is all Trump territory. Nobody else stands a chance. Ted Cruz is not considered even human in some of those parts of the country. And so that's the way it's going to go down. Now, once the Florida and Ohio election is over on the primary, people are going to gravitate towards Trump because they want to be with the winner. As you know, I'm a Cruz supporter, but I don't think Cruz can pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, people are going to migrate to Trump because Trump's going to win. And as he does, people want to be associated with the winner. After the election of the primary, they say, well, I voted for him. So that gets their little
right
fame right there.
Right.
Know, their little niche.
But
that's what's going to go down, and I don't think you're right about what you and he were speaking of as being the scenario of the fall. Like I say, Kasich's hanging around trying to do the VP thing, but Kasich isn't liked by Trump, and he isn't liked by Cruz. So, but I do believe that after Florida and Ohio, it's going to go all Trump all the way. Now, there's another primary, what, Monday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but they've got a whole bunch of them. Then of course, the 15th.
There's one Monday. What is that Monday?
Monday's primary is, who is it? I just read them all off. I can't think of who it is. I'll come up with it. I don't remember who it is, but yes,
okay.
there is one Monday. It's not a big state, though.
No,
it's not. No. It's not. You know, that's the 15th of the big states.
Right, but
so it's not.
But even a state is a big in this election.
Right, if you get the amount of
right
delegates you need.
So that's the way I see it, and we'll just have to wait and see. But,
I like that. We'll just have to wait and see. That seems to be our rallying cry. We'll just have to wait and see. I'll figure it out. I'm going to figure out who it is because that's going to bug me. On the 12th, it is Washington, D.C.
Okay.
On the 12th, it's Washington, D.C. And then, then it's Florida and Illinois. On the 15th is big. Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio. That's the big ones you're looking for. So
you bet.
It'll be interesting. So is
and
Dan
I think,
right?
I think Trump will take Florida, and I think he'll take Ohio. And I think he's going to eat everybody else along with it.
If he does do that, Dan, there's no question then. And people either line up. I do agree that people like to line up behind the winner and then say, oh, yeah, yeah, I voted for him, even if they didn't.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up? So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
All right, once again, it's that time where we check the mailbag. Mail's in, mail's here. And you amaze me. I have to keep telling you that. If you've just tuned into my show and you say, what's she talking about? So here's the scoop. A lot of people can't jump on the phones. They're at work listening. Or they listen to the show, frankly, at other times. Then they get rallied up and revved up, and they want to say something and react to whatever we've been talking about. So I always invite you to send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. If for some reason you can't get through there, go to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. It's that easy. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bobby. Kate loved the show. You made me laugh out loud. Just the other night, it sent me to send this email. When you were talking with Nathan about the fruity, nutty thing, whatever it was, I thought it was hilarious, your emphasis on the crazy slide in Los Angeles. It made me want to go and look it up, and I did, and holy bejeebers. I can't imagine going on that slide. I hope you get a sponsor. I'm going to try to look for one so you can get Nathan out there, do a show, and have him on the slide. I think if you do that, you're going to want to go on the slide, too. Yeah, I think I'll have a heart attack going down the slide that goes flying out of the side of the building that's the tallest building in Los Angeles. If I just close my eyes, I suppose. But yes, we are looking for a sponsor. Probably cost about, for us to do that, it probably costs about $2,000. And then we'll put it all over. We'll just plaster it all over social media so you can all see what you're missing. Okay, let's move on to another one. Thanks for that note, because I did step aside. We said, we're stepping aside for politics for a second. This one's from Heather. Kate, Hillary Clinton, boy, I just can't get on her bandwagon. I'll tell you, in 2008, I'm a millennial. I was about Hillary Clinton. My mother was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Her friends were talking about it. We're talking about the first female president But now with what's happened with the whole email thing and some of the, what she shrugs off, there's something that doesn't feel right about Hillary Clinton. And, hey, everybody trips up, and I know how politics works, believe you me. But I don't feel as though I can really vote for Hillary Clinton, so I will go with Bernie Sanders. Sorry to my Republican friends. I can't go along with any of them. They seem to change their tune right and left. At least Bernie, for whatever is not fabulous about him, he is who he is, who he is. All right, thank you for that. So I think right there tells you in a nutshell part of the other problem of Hillary Clinton has for lots of people. They did want to vote for Hillary Clinton in 2008, absolutely. And then this time rolls around, and it's a whole different feeling because some of the scandals that have happened. And the email thing was never handled correctly. I mean, first it's almost like they're shrugging it off, like, well, what's the big deal? Why are you hammering me about emails, you people? And then the next thing you know, it's that they're covering it all up, or looking like they're covering it up, or people are confused about it. And I think, you know what I think it comes down to? I think it comes down to the simple equation of arrogance. Okay, this is Hillary Clinton. She doesn't want to have that email. Nobody says, listen, Mrs. Clinton, there is precedence here. Let's not get into trouble. This is something that could be a trip-up moment. Just get the regular email. Just get the State Department email like others have in the State Department. The president has a special email. It all goes through a special server. Everybody has, in government ranks, has their .gov or their wherever. So we don't want to break ranks with that. We don't want to do that. You can have a separate one. I know it's a pain to carry two of them around, but you'll have to do that. And wouldn't that be a great thing anyway? Because now you have your separate emails of your friends and family. So that doesn't happen because she's Hillary Clinton. And then this could be the thing that takes her down. Wouldn't that just be a poke in the eye? Yep, that's it. Sometimes arrogance can be the thing that pulls you right out of the race. Here's another one. This one is from Jacob. Kate, not to be confused with your pal Jake in Austin, who emails all the time. Did you see that cop was fired, the Sandra Bland cop? Remember that incident? I was reading the story about it, and I thought, wow, it just goes to show you what goes around comes around. And it was the cop that arrested Bland, who was upheld at the Texas Department of Public Safety earlier in the week. And what it was a traffic stop in July of last year, and she failed to use her turn signal, apparently, and then she was found dead in her cell 3 days later. No one was indicted because of the jailhouse problem, as I understand, and I'm just giving you bits and pieces from what I saw on the tube and scribbled down to write you this email, but a grand jury didn't believe the cop's statement that he removed Bland from the car she was driving so he could conduct a safer traffic investigation. Yeah, that was a sad, sad thing. She was arrested and was found dead in her cell, and he can appeal the decision, but her death started the whole, well, it didn't start it, but it raised some questions about excessive police force and the whole role of race in police interactions, because she's African American. Her family said she should have never been arrested and would have never killed herself. She hanged herself in her cell, and this was over a traffic violation, a turn signal. Wow. And that is so frightening to think about that. But we know this is a big issue in the country. And listen, I have family members that are cops, and I've seen all sides of this, terrible sides from their points of view, and nobody wants that to happen. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop who is a manly man, I'll call him for lack of a better description, and he, though, is so giving to the people that he stops or pulls over. He doesn't want to have altercations. He doesn't want to have scenarios that are nightmarish that lead to things that shouldn't happen. And sometimes, unfortunately, and we don't know all the details, it's a terrible story, but sometimes tempers flare on all sides of this. So it's just like any of us. A cop pulls you over, how do you react to the cop? Do you think it's stupid and furious, and do you lash out and say something nasty, and then you get into some kind of an altercation? I've actually seen that happen right before my eyes with a very, I'll call, a bland person, somebody who never did that, and guess what? They got cuffed, and I was just absolutely stunned. But then you have this situation where she hangs herself. It's just terrible, awful, sad, sad story. Absolutely. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Max. Hi, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you remember me. I used to email you all the time. And so I am emailing you again to say I really enjoy the show. I like the way you bounce around. I love when you say jump over the fence with me. I don't know why. I just like hearing that. It reminds me of when I was a kid and we jumped over the fence. And I always got caught the top of the fence. But my question is, do you really think it's going to come down to Clinton and Trump? Or do you think it's Clinton and Cruz? Or do you think Clinton gets the boot and it's Bernie Sanders? Wow. Well, my magic eight ball says ask again later. We have a few things that have to shake out. What's going on with this FBI dealio? What's happening with the FBI? Do they have something on Hillary Clinton that's going to stick, that's going to change the whole course of the election for the Democrats? Well, and the whole course of the election. I mean, Hillary Clinton does have a well-oiled machine when it comes to fundraising and owing favors and the things that happen with politicians. If she was truly out of the race and it was Bernie Sanders and Trump, who do you think wins that? Bernie Sanders and Cruz, who do you think wins that? I'm just saying. The Bernie Sanders movement better be really jacked up beyond belief, because they'd have to get every single young person to vote, every millennial, any libertarian, anybody who decides I can't stand what's happening on the other side. But how many Republicans are you going to get to jump over? I don't think it's quite that easy. I think it'd be pretty tough. All right, let's go to the next one. This one is from Bill. Kate, did you see Chris Rock and the Oscars? I was wondering what you thought about his performance, or do you even care? I'm not really an award show person, but I have to say all of the issues over black people aren't represented and whatnot made me decide to want to watch what was happening at the Academy Awards. And I have to say, I'm not an awards person, but I think he rocked the house with the way he opened up. I did watch it. I watched it because I wanted to see what happened at the beginning, too. And frankly, we do cheap movie reviews, which are coming up, and I like to go to the movies. I go through periods where I'm too busy. You know, I'm a news junkie. We're working on the show, all that, and I don't see very many movies. And then I go through periods where, boy, I'm just inhaling what I think is going to be good out there. Which, by the way, I think I've talked about this. I saw the movie Creed. One of you, and it might have been Tomas, called and said you had seen Creed and it was so good. I went to see it and it was just fabulous. So I agree. And even though it's like Rocky 10 almost, but it's not about Rocky, just about him. And it's just a wonderful movie, and he deserved to be nominated. So yes, he did a good job in trying to handle what was thrown in his lap. He did a great job, and everybody says that. So good for him. He absolutely pulled it out, because what a wild place to be in. All right, you know what to do. Here's the scoop. You can easily send us your thoughts by going to AmericaTonight.net.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in whatever hamlet you hail from. Maybe you just went through a primary or caucus, or you're still recovering from one. Watching what's happening with the wild circus that's floating from city to city. Boy, it sure promised to be interesting, but I think more interesting than many of us even believed it could be. Let's go to Grimm in Mississippi. Hey.
Well, I didn't get to mention about last night in that recipe.
Yes.
Now, the Alfredo sauce, you can buy in the store in a jar. That'll make four of those two-quart servings. Okay.
Yum.
Back to politics. Oh, it's good. Of course, you know, it takes about 4 hours to thoroughly cook black-eyed peas.
Right, but then once you do that, then you can have them, you know, you can put them in the fridge.
You don't want to drown the peas. You want all the flavor to come through, and just by adding just a quarter of what you get in the store out of the sauce. That, you know. But back to politics. Now, the reason I didn't really want to talk about last night is because our local station here did an interview, and most everybody across this nation has heard of Megar Evers. And they did an interview with his son, Charles Evers. And they also did an interview with his daughter, Myrtle Evers. Mm. Of course, Myrtle, she's a civil rights activist, and so is Charles. And Charles said he was going to vote for Trump.
Wow, really?
Yes. But I didn't want to sway anybody. Now, here's something you're going to really enjoy. I did vote, went in an hour before the poll closed, my precinct closed, and I walked up to sign the register roll, and I was number 13. Boy, we had a big turnout at my place, let me tell you.
Really? Number 13?
Oh, that's big for mine. You know, it's kind of like, yeah. I tell you, you know, cell phone don't even work where I'm at.
I love that, you know, you say that. Cool.
Anyhow, Trump, he got about 150,000 votes.
Yeah.
And won. And now, Cruz, well, I'm not really worried. I'm looking at the number of votes. Cruz, he got, I can't remember, I think about 60. And then Hillary, on the other side, she got about 150,000.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
That's 300,000.
Yeah.
Now, this is a primary. I understand that. But that's still only 10% of people in Mississippi that voted, because there's 3 million people in this state.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
So what happens in the general election?
Well, it'd be a little bit different, but still, yet Mississippi during primaries, they average between, have been averaging between 5 and 7, and 7 was considered a big turnout. So we had 10%, so we did 3% better than what was normal. I just don't like them saying hi. The exaggeration. No, it was sorry that 10% got outvoted. And for Dan, I want to let Dan know that I did vote against Hillary, so there, Dan.
Okay, so there, Dan.
I'll let you figure that one out. I did vote against her, but I'll let you figure out who.
I love it.
But anyhow, it's just sad. Like you and I both say, let's get out there and vote.
Yeah, vote no matter what. Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I talked to somebody there, and this is what he said, because it's true. Regardless of what happens, there's about 6 delegates. What we always talk about?
Talking about superdelegates?
Electorates.
Oh, yeah, electoral college,
six,
yeah.
Electorates for the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to see that probably go 4-2.
Really?
And he says, Hillary, you know, he made the statement too, you know, Hillary's going to be the next one.
Really?
Yeah, because this is what's scaring them.
Scaring you, yeah.
Yeah, there's nobody thinking about, you know, they won't arrest her. They won't charge her for a criminal.
I don't think that so either. I think that only it would be really dicey, and that would only, she won't get arrested. It would be a question of could they step her out of it, but it doesn't look that way. It's all about Comey. It's whether or not the FBI director has enough goods, and he'd have to have really the right goods, or
and
he goes down.
Before she even got started in this, they already come out and said she's already got the necessary electorate votes.
Yeah.
Before we even started this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even though this guy was a Trump supporter, you know, and he really
said,
liked this,
he said it's Hillary.
He said, you know, well, he's just looking at it being the same way as, you know, the second election of Obama. You know, and that's the problem. You and I both hate it. I hate this electorate.
I do, too.
Now, I don't know what they have in the process if the popular vote comes out to be way higher. You know, the percentage?
Yeah.
Comes out to be way higher if Trump is elected. Let's say, you know, he gets, because there about 300 million voters election?
Oh, yeah.
Let's say, you know, there's 250 million to her 50.
Right.
Or something like that.
Yeah, something lopsided.
Yeah, really ridiculous. What can they do to get him in office? Because it's the will of the people that really count.
That's what I think. That's why I think, I know people make solid arguments for why not the popular, but I think it should be the will of the people. And then clearly that's the way to end all that nonsense, so I agree.
And same thing with this primary vote.
Yeah, unnecessary.
I ain't going to get confused if I see 50 candidates.
No. Yeah, exactly. You pick who you want.
That's,
I mean, we're not
we
idiots.
Have, yeah, that's kind of why we have this, is because, it's, you know, when the African Americans started first voting, they wanted to make it simple for them.
Right.
Most of them were illiterate, couldn't read and write.
Right.
Just,
of course, saying that people freak out, but that's what happened in the beginning, yeah.
That's the history of it.
That's the history, yeah.
And that's their theoretics. And, of course, still yet, we used it against them because cross-voting in primaries.
Yeah.
And they still do that. And it's just such a mess that we just need to get rid of folks. We need a third party, too.
The first thing I said when I started doing this show is, what about the third party because of the log jam with the Republicans and the Democrats? There has to be a better way.
We just don't need party.
Yeah. So it's the popular vote, no party. We just want to know your ideology and your issues. Can you imagine? We don't want to get too crazy here.
How simple with no illegal thing can really occur, you know? Best man wins.
Yeah. Theoretically, that sounds good, but I don't know that would work out, but I gotcha.
Yeah. Well, of course it ain't going to work out. You know, 5 o'clock cocktail hour
yeah.
go to shame up there
yeah.
in D.C.
Be crazy. Be wild. I get it, though. I mean, it would be fun to be a fly on the wall back in the old days, in the beginning of history, and you think of the first couple of presidents, and then it was like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, who needs to run, and this is what we need, and how do we unify the country? And then we get deeper into it, and there's competition, but that was a long time ago. Now there's so many more people, there's so many more ways to get votes. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I sent you on that disc, too. I was trying to create a third party.
Yes.
Because if you go to Wikipedia, people, and you look up underneath presidents, you'll see George Washington. And then over in a column, you'll see party. And it says none.
Yep.
And I tried to create the no party.
The no party. I'm running for the no party. Will you vote for me? But what kickbacks do we get? How do we support you? I don't understand. How do we get the money to you? How does what you need an organization? The problem is, and really, you can't. The problem is you can't completely beat the machine because you need the money. It comes down to those ads.
It goes back to the old way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, good people will support. There's more money in the working class than there is the rich. Because we
True.
Pay more taxes. We pay more
True.
Taxes, too.
True. Somebody said to me the other day when people say, well, just let the 1% pick up more of the bill, but that wouldn't pay the taxes. That's not enough.
No.
Mm-mm.
You know, and naturally, you know, the working class can, you know, right. Well, that's just like with any type of revolution or takeover.
I agree.
It the same way with money.
Yeah. Yeah. But, oh, yeah. Change the monetary system.
Well,
not now. I don't want that to happen. But that's what's happened in the past.
America.
Yes. That's what's happened in the past. And then somebody else controls it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but they're destroying that because the jobs are leaving America. That's, you know, got to get the money back into the working class, you know. I heard, too, today something that was really off the wall, that in the poverty listings,
yeah.
It wasn't predominantly, you know, in the poorest cities in all the counties, the poorest was not predominantly black, or it was 90% white people.
Yeah, everybody just assumes that it's always in the black communities, but that's true. It's not. I can tell you that from pockets in Philadelphia, pockets in Texas, certainly, that I know. Pretty much any place I lived, I can point that out to you. Mm-hmm.
Well, that just goes to show you who the minority is now. But yet, you know, there's no real support for that minority. Because there's more support for somebody that's crossing the border right now. And they get $25,000 to start off with, don't they?
Yeah. How do we step across the border with Grimm? Fireside Chats with Grimm, thank you. And he cleaned up the recipe for us. Stay with us, we're going to get to that mail segment coming up next.
This This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
America tonight. Many of you had plenty to say about the election, what's going on, and some other odds and ends. So on that note, let's get to that mailbag seg.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah. Wah, wah. What's that from? Charlie Brown for you millennials. All right, this one from Lisa. Kate, I can't believe Bernie Sanders won Michigan. I'm not voting for a Democrat. I have voted Democrat in the past, and I voted Republican. I'm like one of those tweeners. I know that's not the real definition. I like to vote for the person. I don't want someone dictating what I have to vote for, who I have to vote for. I kind of get the party system. I understand how it came about. It's just not for me. So I play in a different neighborhood, and I'm not sure which way I'm going to go this time around. And I get the feeling that I'm not alone. There are other people saying the same thing. Ditch the party, vote for the person. Okay, well, I have not much to say about that. If you want to vote for the person, vote for the person. Yes, vote for the person then. And I'll tell you this. See, go back and do a little investigating. And, of course, we've had some of that. We've had a lot of that on the show. And decide where they stand on certain issues that are big deal breakers for you. Of course, all of that can change. And you know when somebody gets in the White House, because life changes when you get in the White House. The deals come back to haunt you sometimes. And it's not always a clear road. Okay, let's move to this one from Patrick. Hi, Kate. I've emailed you a couple of different times, and I was wondering what you thought of. I'm going to take a break from all the politics. I like Donald Trump. I don't like everything about him, but I think he's going to win it, and I'm just going to vote for him. That's how it is. And he, of course, I'm writing this as I'm hearing he won Michigan and Mississippi, so he's collecting delegates. He gets it. We know it. Who is going to be the running mate will be perhaps interesting. But my question is, what did you think of Peyton Manning retiring? Okay, so Peyton Manning retires on Monday, and it's not a surprise. He won two Super Bowls, went to four, spent 18 years in football, had a bunch of injuries. Arm strength wasn't what it used to be. Wouldn't have made really any sense to stay in the game, to lag it out with some other team, save the Broncos $19 million in salary cap space. He's going to go on to something else, whatever he wants. Maybe he's going to be in a booth commentating. Maybe he owns part of a team. He has young children, so he'll focus a little, I'm sure, a little bit on that. And that's it. He's off onto the sunset. This from Santini. Santini in Sarasota says, cocktail of choice when watching the numbers come in from what you call results season, which I love. I'm sitting here with a martini, shaken, not stirred, feet up, watching it all roll down in front of me. I cannot imagine that Cruz is going to muster up enough to be even close to Donald Trump because he's going to get the necessary delegates. It will be Donald Trump. I am sure there are some people who are furious, others who are rocking out to the Trumpster. Me, I'm just going to have another martini. All right, so the drinking game of let's see the results come in. By the way, Hillary Clinton, I think, losing Michigan really puts her, I don't know, really puts her on notice that not so fast. Seems odd when you think Clinton, I guarantee it. First 2008. Totally thinking, man, I got a clear road until Obama comes around and spoils that. Then he's going to do two terms. So that's it for those years. Then she decides, okay, everybody's convincing me. Really, she wanted to run. She runs. But whoops, I did this thing with the email. And then there's the Benghazi thing that's getting a lot of attention. But I can certainly skirt around that. So Bernie Sanders comes in. Certainly, he's not going to cause any problems because he's left of left. And lo and behold, he has a following of young people. And she's on the rocks again. Rest assured, nothing happens with Clinton this time around. She won't run again. There's no way. Or does she keep running? I am 85 and I still am perfectly physically fit and mentally able to run the country. I mean, this is it for Hillary. She's either in or she's out. In or out. Nothing in between. She's this is definitely where age would come into play. You know, you're not going to run that many times in a row at that age. This would be it. This is the last hurrah. Here's one from Laura who says, Kate, I heard you talk about Nancy Reagan. I thought it was beautiful what you said, how one thing that you would say, politics out of everything, that that was definitely a great love story between Ronnie and the former president and Nancy Reagan, and there's no way anyone can deny that. You could clearly see that. I agree with you. You can see it in the pictures. She adored him, and he adored her. And then you mentioned the part about them writing letters constantly to each other. I thought that was really, really awesome. How many women, or men for that matter, can claim that their partner is doing the same thing? I think very few. Especially because we live in the world of instant communication. So yes, there's probably in some ways more connectedness from our devices, but that's not the same thing as getting a letter written in longhand, talking about what's happening and how much you miss the person and going to the mailbox and getting the letter out. It's not. It's emojis, funny faces, thumbs up, flying horses, whatever. They have the, it seems like an unlimited supply of emojis, and then you just interpret the hearts and the bullseyes and the whatever. So, yes, good point. And I did say that. I think it is about the love story more than anything else. Anything else, absolutely. Okay, one more. This one is from Hal. Kate, I've emailed you. I like when you, everybody keeps score. I've emailed you a few times over the past couple of months, haven't heard my letter on the air, so I'm hoping this time will be the charm. I'll tell you what, in looking at the Supreme Court vacancy, the Attorney General Loretta Lynch asking not to be considered was a very smart move on her part, because it takes the heat off of Obama and really all the speculation about what's going to happen with that open slot. I don't think it's filled during Obama's term. I think the next president in fills that because they have to nominate somebody, then they have to go through the process, and I don't see the time how that will work for whoever it is that comes in as president. It doesn't seem like it works out if you look at the timelines. Yeah, I think the idea is, oof, you know how fast life goes, right? If you're burying your head at the desk, or you have the luxury of having some real breathing time, it flies by us. I think once you hit, I could be wrong, everybody probably is a different number. When did you realize, you're listening to me, that life was flying by at an ultra-fast speed? Was it after you turned 21, let's say? Was it after you turned 30? Was it after you turned 40? I think once you get beyond your 20s, it's like warp speed. Boom. Raising family and kids, running around, hustling jobs, whatever it is. And before you know it, you look up and, wow, time has flown. Yeah, it's over, boom, in a blink of an eye. So I can't waste it with all this nonsense people waste their time on. I mean, do what you like. But that's what I'm saying about Obama. Boom, the time will be gone. We're almost into April, and then he'll be out of office and there won't be anyone nominated that gets through the process. Thanks to Nathan for his hot work and all the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Singing we
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.